Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on this silsila, The Early Echo. We hope that you are well wherever you are in the world, whichever city, whichever country, whichever hemisphere and whatever season you are experiencing. Always look after yourself, take care and of your family as well. Today we have another wonderful discussion. Before that, let's remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions in order to earn more thawab from the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make the good intentions that, oh Allah azza wa jal, I am listening, I am watching to this silsila of Madani channel for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness. And I will make the intention, ya Allah azza wa jal, I am presenting this silsila for your ridha and your pleasure and happiness. And for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah azza wa jal, whatever we learn, we will try to practice upon it and convey this message to others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. When I hear the name of Allah, I will say Azza wa Jal, or Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, or Jalla Jalaluhu. When I hear the beloved name of Rasulullah, I will say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When I hear the name of any Sahabi, I will say Radiyallahu Anhu, and any pious person, any Waliullah, I will say Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So, try to say these things. Try to in between make the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. A person who says this with the intention of dhikr, then a tree is planted for that person in Jannah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many wonderful bounties, benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, without doubt, the person attaining salvation quickly on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who would have recited Salat upon me abundantly in the world. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, don't we all want that as Muslims, as believers, that quickly we want salvation on Qiyamah? Of course, each and every Muslim will want this, but here's a way. After we have established our 5 daily salahs, after we are fulfilling each other's hukuk and rights, we are trying our best to practice sunnah upon the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, after we are doing whatever is obligatory upon us, this is a way of gaining that salvation quickly. And the wise people will invest in this. So make up your minds. Instead of wasting away this short and precious life in unnecessary conversations and useless activities that have no real benefit for us, then let's make up our minds to dedicate some time on a daily basis to recite the glorious Quran, to recite salawat and durood-e pak, to recite some dhikrullah, some istighfar, and seeking knowledge of deen as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go into some detail with regards to our beautiful topic of discussion for today, we request our director sahab and our wonderful team to please inspire us with a beautiful kalam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
راہی شہر مدینے نو جان والے تو مصطفیٰ ہاتھ جوڑ کے پہلو سلام آکھی تے پھر ادب دے نال میرا نام آکھی سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
مسافر مدینے شہر جان والے مسافر مدینے شہر جان والے میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا تو تک تک کے او روزے دی جالیاں تو تک تک کے او روزے دی جالیاں رو رو کے میرا سلام عرض کرنا 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 سلام عرض کرنا
مدینے چین آوے میرے دل نو ایک پل وی نا چین آوے خدا واسطے اے مدینے دے راہی خدا واسطے اے مدینے دے راہی میرے دل دی حالت تمام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
سنو میری زاری مدینے بلا لو سنو میری زاری مدینے یا دل نو ہی میرے مدینہ بنا دو یا دل نو ہی میرے مدینہ بنا دو مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا تڑپدا اے تیرا غلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
اے گزری اے وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری ہے گزری اے وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے بلاوے لئی میرا وی نام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
جدوں میں وی روزے دیتے جاوڑا اے او دل سونا رب جانے کدو آوڑا اے او دل سونا رب جانے کد آوڑا اے جدوں میں وی روزے تے جاوڑا اے جدوں میں وی روزے تے جاوڑا اے جے ہو سکے روزے تے میرے وی ولوں جے ہو سکے روزے تے میرے وی ولوں گھڑی پل سلا تو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, another beautiful kalam by this wonderful muballigh of Dawati Islami, and we have the beautiful sight of the grand green emerald dome, the Gumbad-e-Khazra of the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there time and again so that we stand in front of Rozae Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We give our salam, we present our salam humbly as runaway slaves in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We present our salam to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu an, to the Sahaba and Awliya of Jannatul Baqi, Jannatul Mu'alla as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Those who have gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their tawaf, accept their sa'i, accept their Hajj, their Umrah, and their ziyarat as well. Ameen bijahi khatim al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be discussing some angles, some aspects and virtues of udhiyah. What is udhiyah? Udhiyah is what we will call qurbani. And subhanallah azza wa jal, when we have our animals, when we purchased our sacrificial animals, whether they are at home, whether they are in the farm or at another area, keep in mind that this animal is not a normal animal. What do I mean by this? I mean this sacrificial animal comes with so much of bounties and blessings that it is unbelievable. If we go through the narrations, we'll come to a realization that subhanallah azza wa jal, when I look at this animal, I must look at this animal with certain things in my mindset, that this is not just a normal animal that I purchase from the butcher, animal meat, or I go to the farm. And no, this is an animal of udhiyya, of qurbani. The beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who performs udhiyya, qurbani of an animal, gets the reward, the thawab of one good deed for each hair of the sacrificed animal. Allahu Akbar. This is specifically for a sacrificial animal, a qurbani animal. So when you look at that animal, whether it's before or on the day of Eid, whether it's before the dhabh, the sacrifice and slaughter itself, then look at this animal, pass your hand over its back, over its head, pet it, and look at the hairs, look at the fibers, that, and look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that for each strand, for each fiber of the wool, of the hair of that animal, on the hide of that animal, that Allah Azza wa Jal, out of His infinite mercy, will give me a reward, one good deed for each hair. And of course, we can't count those hairs. How many? Maybe thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. Allah and His Rasul knows best. But look at that animal from this perspective, that this animal is a blessed animal. This animal is going to benefit me, not just in consuming its meat. No, you all know that it's a good practice. It is preferable that when you are distributing the meat of the qurbani animal, then make three portions, one for your household, one for your family, and Muslim family, and one for the poor and needy. Don't forget them. And you know, Dawood Islam is also collecting for our Jami'at as well, because there are tens of thousands of students who are studying in our Jami'at across the globe. And in your country, perhaps there's a Jami'ah and you can support it, because there's three times a day meal that is provided for them, breakfast, lunch, supper. And we want our students to be given the best. So this is where you also can play your part. If you want to give to the poor and needy, give also to Jami'ah, and Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, it will be used in the right way. Those little students will make dua for you. Those poor people will make dua for you. So how we are enjoying our barbecue, our braai, mutton curry, whatever, lamb curry, whatever it is. You know, the poor people, they also, maybe they don't see meat for the entire year. Allahu Akbar. So think about the poor, think about the needy. And of course, think about your family members, especially those who are underprivileged, those who don't have money, don't have the means to perform a qurbani. Imagine if you went there to visit them, and with honor you gave them, this is a gift for you, a qurbani parcel, a meat parcel. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you don't know. They will make dua, and maybe your doors will open up. Allahu Akbar. Because now remember, when you are, you know, they say charity begins at home. Islam teaches these kind of concepts practically. So if you are helping and assisting, whether financially, whether in cash or kind, your family members, then you get two times the reward, double thawab. One is because of maybe giving the sadaqah, the donation, the charity, and helping them financially with financial assistance. And the other is by strengthening your family bonds. So there's a double reward. Allahu Akbar. So think about it. When I'm looking at this animal is going to benefit me in this world, because you're going to enjoy the meat as well. But more so, it's going to benefit me in the hereafter. How is it going to benefit me? Because the currency of the akhirah is good deeds, thawab. And for each hair, there's one good deed, there's one reward. So that is also going to be placed on the mizan, on the pan of the side of the good deeds. Another beautiful narration is mentioned that the one who wholeheartedly performs qurbani of an animal for thawab, his qurbani will serve as a barrier between him and hellfire. So this is how also the qurbani, the sacrificial animal that I'm looking at, is going to help me on the day of judgment, is going to be a barrier between myself and the hellfire. So look at that animal with these ahadith, with these narrations in mind, that it's not an average normal animal. It is an animal of qurbani. It is a sacrificial animal that's going to help me in this world to attain thawab. And I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. We're not doing it to compete with each other. That see, me and my family, we bought so many sheep or cattle or goats. And you know, okay, they have 20. We need to get more than that. Allahu Akbar. No, we are doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. If you are Sahibun Nisab, if you fall in that category where qurbani is wajib, then after you do your one, then you are able to do for others as well, on behalf of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on behalf of your parents, Ghuthi Pak, Khadija Sahab, Ala Hazrat, Khulafa Rashideen, each one, if Allah has blessed you. But remember, if it's wajib on you, then you have to do your one. First, it's not that, you know, okay, last year I did qurbani. If every year you qualify to purchase and sacrifice a sacrificial animal, then it's wajib on you every year. You know the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the mercy to all the universes, he taught about you and I at different junctures. Even he sacrificed an animal on behalf of his ummah, on behalf of you and I as well, because we are his ummatis, we are his servants, we are his devotees and lovers. So on behalf of the ummah, of you and I, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam also sacrificed an animal. So how about it? If I have the financial ability that I sacrifice my one, and I also sacrifice one for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. اللہ اکبر. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی آر گوئنگ ٹو شیئر ا فیو مور مدنی پالس احادیث ایز ویل ود ریگارڈس ٹو دا ورچوز آف ادحیہ آف قربانی. بٹ بیفور دیٹ لیٹس گو ٹو ا بیوٹیفل فلر ٹو انہانس اور نالج. سو اور ڈائریکٹر صاحب اینڈ ٹیم پلیز گو اہیڈ اینڈ پلے دا فلر. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how wonderful it is to perform tawaf in the rain. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Abu Iqal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I was once privileged to perform tawaf with Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the rain. Subhanallah. After we offered two rakat salah at Maqame Ibrahim, Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, start your deeds anew. Indeed, your previous sins have been forgiven. Subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave the same good news to us, and we were privileged to perform tawaf with him in the rain. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some beautiful madani pearls by our wonderful muballigh Hassan al-Tari. And we had again the ziyarat of Ka'batullah. We had the ziyarat of Medina Sharif, of the Gumbad-e-Khazra, the beautiful green dome of Medina Tayyiba. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This must be on our minds as much as possible, on our tongues as much as possible. The dhikr of Medina, the dhikr of Makkah Sharif, Ka'batullah, Gumbad-e-Khazra, Rose-e-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, the circle of friends that you are with, you will come to realize if they are truly your friends or not. If on their tongues are just jokes, and today many people, many circles, people love obscene jokes, vulgar jokes, where they are descriptions of filthy, impure things, and people just laugh about it. It's just a joke. Is that your circle of friends? Allahu Akbar. Are those the people you want to be raised with on the Day of Judgment? Yet I claim I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiallahu an. I love Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt. I love Ghusi Pak, Khwaja Sahab, Al Hazrat. I love Awliya Allah. How about I be in the circle that there's always a remembrance of these pious personalities? There's always a remembrance of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I will know who my real friends are. Because either they will benefit me, or they will take me away from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal keep us in good company. And you know what? MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, in this environment of Dawud-e-Islami, this is what we find. Because there's no time for games, there's no time to, you know, just waste away our time. We have time. We dedicate some time for recreation, to spend alone or to be with the family, with the children, to take them out. We dedicate some time for that. But other times, besides work as well, try to be with those that are always reminding you about salah, about sunnah, about Quran, about these things that are necessary for us as well. I want to share another beautiful hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coolness of our eyes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Fatima, stay near your sacrificial animal, because your sins will be forgiven as soon as the first drop of its blood falls down. Allah, Allahu Akbar. Imagine that. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need an animal sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. This actually is in following in the footsteps of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. It is an order of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to please him. He doesn't need these qurbanis. Allah, Allah. We need it because it shows our submissiveness, meaning that we submit to the will of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah said, do this, don't do this. I can't say that, no, let me think about it. But my feelings are different. My thoughts, my opinions are different. If you have different thoughts and ideas and concepts and opinions and feelings that are against Islamic teachings and values, then 112% guaranteed you have been influenced by outside sources. You have been influenced whether you know it or you don't. Because a person, naturally, if they are in an Islamic environment, they wouldn't form opinions and feelings that are against Islamic values and teachings. That comes from the social media, it comes from the internet, it comes from the entertainment industry. The entertainment industry largely is the marketing agency of Shaitan, where he promotes impure living, he promotes immorality, he promotes immodesty. Alcoholism is promoted, music and the clubs and the pubs and singing and dancing and just wasting your life away. All of these things are promoted. And behind them, the main agent, the main owner of this corporation is none other than Iblis, Shaitan, the cursed and humiliated devil. Allah protect us against his tricks and his traps as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The performance of qurbani, if it is wajib upon an individual, listen to this, if a person doesn't perform it, there's a warning where the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who can afford to perform the qurbani but does not perform it should not come near a wa'idgah, meaning an open ground which is designated for the Eid Salah. Must not come near the Eidgah. Allahu Akbar. Now think about it. If I'm trying to play games and trying to avoid this, who is losing out? The individual is losing out. You and I are losing out. So if it's necessary for us, we have to do it because it's accountability. We as believers, as Muslims, we know that when we pass away, it's not the end. There's no such thing. Because we are Muslims. We believe in Islam. We follow the Quran. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know there's the day of judgment, the day of justice, the day of accountability. It's going to come. Because we know when we die, which is going to happen sooner than we know, we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He's going to ask us in front of everybody on Maidani Hashr, the field of gathering. We're going to be given our book of deeds. The believers will be given, the pious believers will be given in the right hands. Allah Azawajal, for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us our book of deeds, Nama I'amal, in our right hands. But there will be sinful Muslims who will receive their book of deeds in their left hands. And the disbelievers will break their sternum, break this bone, and their hands will emerge from their backs, their left hands. And that's where they will receive their book of deeds. And everybody who has gathered will be witnessing this. And they'll know, oh, this person, okay, mashallah, was a pious believer. This person was a sinful Muslim. And this person was a disbeliever. Allah, Allahu Akbar. Iman is the most important thing. Most important, that's the do or die. If a person leaves this world with Iman, then there's possibility of entry into Jannah. If not, there's no chance. There's no chance at all for that person to enter into paradise, into heaven. Allah, the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of Eid al-Adha, Bakri Eid, Bakra Eid, man performs no other good deed that is dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than shedding blood, meaning shedding the blood of the sacrificial animal. This sacrificed animal, listen to this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sacrificed animal will appear with its horns, its hair and hooves, and the sacrifice is accepted by Allah azza wa jal before the blood of the sacrificed animal reaches the ground. Therefore, perform the qurbani wholeheartedly. When we're performing the qurbani, be happy. Be joyous. The day of Eid is a day of, that's what Eid is, a joyous occasion. And spread the joy around as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Don't be there amongst those people who just want to enjoy the fun as an amusement, as an entertainment. That, oh, to see the slaughtering of the animals and how we go and catch it and we're having so much of fun. This is something to do with spirituality. Because number one, it's an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, we are following in the footsteps of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number three, there's so many virtues, as we have mentioned, that this animal is going to be a barrier between myself and Jahannam. That for each hair there is a thawab, there is a reward. That before the blood touches the ground, the qurbani is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. The sins are forgiven. So do it with this, so your spirituality will get enhanced and will grow as well. The great scholar who is accepted, the giant scholar, Allama Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhandith Dehlvi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he has stated that the udhiyya, the qurbani, will be placed on the side of the scale of good deeds. And because of this, the weight of the scale of good deeds will become heavier. Subhanallah. So look how much of benefit we are going to get from this animal. More so in the akhirah. That's where our focus has to be. I can't just live my life in entertainment and comfort and luxury in this dunya. Yes, as comfortable as possible. From earning halal sources, halal income. Live a comfortable life. But don't live a life of extravagance and wastage. And keep your focus in the hereafter. Keep your focus on the akhirah. Because there, people will know when I'm standing in front of everybody. People will know who I am. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals our faults. If our faults were to be exposed to the public, Allahu Akbar, people will run far away from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He conceals, He hides. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina Sharif, also conceal our faults on the day of judgment. Alas, we get some people that out of their foolishness, they expose themselves, they expose their sins to others. They advertise and market their sins. Hey, you know what? Look, this is the latest movie I'm checking. This is the latest music I'm listening to. Or with their friends, okay, let's go, let's try this new club that has opened up, this new pub that has opened up. Okay, let's try this new drug, this new alcoholic drink. Come, let's go to the casino and, you know, just spend some time over there and have some fun gambling. Allahu Akbar. Let's say, you know, I've got a new partner, na'udhu billah, in our premarital relationship. Those friends, look at their faces nicely. Look at each one's face that you are with in committing those crimes, those sins. Because in the day of judgment, each one is going to be a witness against you. And you are going to be a witness against them. Because you all did the sins together. So you are witnesses against each other. They're not going to be your friends on the day of judgment. They'll be like your enemies. That you are testifying against me. They won't have a choice. And you will be testifying against them. So don't expose your sins. Hide your sins and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask His forgiveness. We don't need to confess to any human being. Allah already knows what we are doing, what we have done. And we know. So turn to Allah. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has constant reminders, constant, consistent activities, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, even lifetime as well. If we only make up our mindset that my true friends are those who remind me of my duties as a Muslim. My true friends are those who talk to me about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, about Quran, about Sunnah, about doing good deeds, about refraining and abstaining from bad deeds, about leaving my bad habits. These are my friends actually. The others are just there for entertainment. The others are just there to testify against me on the day of judgment. To those whom I'm going out and committing sins with. Allah grant us understanding. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to share another narration with you. Since we are talking about the virtues of qurbani, the virtues of udhiyya. Again, when you look at that animal, look at it from the perspective of this animal is going to benefit me, yes, in this dunya, and the thawab will also benefit me in the grave, and above all, it will benefit me on the day of judgment. And there's another narration. Allahu Akbar. How it's going to benefit us on the day of judgment. Sayyiduna Allama Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, a great Imam of Fiqh Hanafi. He says, the sacrificed animal will serve as his ride, his conveyance, through which the person who sacrificed the animal will pass over Sirat, the bridge, easily, and every limb of the sacrificed animal will become fidya, a compensation, an expiation for freedom from hell, for every part of its owner's body. Allah, Allah. Again, this is not your normal average animal. This is a sacrificial animal. It is going to be your conveyance. You are going to ride upon it and cross the bridge, as-sirat. That bridge, you already know, is sharper than the edge of a sword, thinner than a strand of hair. Some narrations mention it is 15,000 years long, 5,000 going uphill, 5,000 flat, and 5,000 descending. Allahu Akbar. Some people will pass very slowly, how an ant walks. Some people will pass like a fast horse. Some will pass at the speed of lightning. Some even faster, depending on their piety, their taqwa. And one of the main things from the Qurbani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at is not how big your animal is, not how much of meat it has, not how expensive it is, no, but is looking towards your taqwa, towards our piety, towards our sincerity. So do it with a sincere heart. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. If we truly want to get full marks, if we truly want to get the thawab that is attached to it, then do it wholeheartedly, but do it with a clean heart, a pure heart, that this is for my Allah Azza wa Jal. Of course, we can't sacrifice on the name of any other person, of anybody else. We have to say Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. And even here as well, we can't say Bismillahi Rahmanir Rahim, because Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, these beautiful sifat and qualities of Almighty Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is to do with mercy. And the act that is taking place is not an act of mercy. And therefore, we are to only say Bismillahi Allahu Akbar and slaughter. And then the animal, the dhabah, the sacrifice, will become halal for our consumption. Subhanallah. And talking about the slaughtering according to Islamic procedures, this is, we could say, the most humane, the least amount of pain, and the most hygienic way of cutting an animal, of sacrificing and slaughtering an animal. Why? Because we allow for all the blood, most of the blood, to drain out from the body. And the person has to cut the esophagus, the food gullet, the windpipe, and the two jugular veins as well. And by doing that, the blood, most of it comes out, is drained out, because blood is a good medium for bacteria to grow. So we don't sever, we don't cut the spinal cord, because through it all the nerves are crisscrossing through it. So the animal, when it kicks, it's not actually in pain, it's actually the muscles which are contracting in order for most of the blood to drain out, and so that meat is pure, that meat is hygiene, and that meat is good and clean for consumption as well. So do it with a clean heart, do it with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll catch you next time, same place, same time, only on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.